This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, here we go. Stephon and Fair. Again, the stalemate. Now the Rangers control. Yandel out for Girardi. A drive. Stop. Rebound. Score! Rangers are headed to the Eastern Conference Final. Derek Stepan with the overtime winner on a rebound. Rangers move on to face the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Rangers win Game 7 at 11:24 of the first overtime.
Well, one of the games where Henrik Lundqvist excelled, and he is now an MSG broadcaster. MSG Networks will have pregame coverage of Game 6 starting at 6:30 tonight with the puck drop at 7, and fans could hear Henrik, Steve Ballaquette, and John Giannone on the pregame, as well as the network's expanded one-hour postgame show following the game, and we welcome in Henrik Lundqvist. Henrik, it's Michael and Peter. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. How will the Rangers do tonight, and how significant for the Penguins is the absence of Crosby?
I think it's pretty big, to be honest. You could tell when he's on it, he's such a huge part of that team and their success. And that was my concern leading up to this series. You could see Crosby heating up the last few weeks before the playoffs, and he's played a huge part in this series. But you know what? After he left the game, the other night, it was a different team out there. They gave up 3 goals within a couple minutes, and they just don't look as confident. And he really is their heart and soul, the engine. I think they look up to him a lot in that locker room. So big blow for them, which means a huge opportunity for the Rangers here.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Hank. It's like you look at Sid, 9 points in the playoffs, up near the top of the league, 7 assists. He really gets things going. With Jari out, Domingue playing, and Crosby out, do you think it's unreasonable for Rangers fans to sort of expect them to be able to go out and get this game tonight, maybe win this series?
Expect is a big word, but there's definitely a good chance here with Sid being out. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of pressure on Penguins right now. Being up 3-1, you have, you know, a couple chances to close it out. They did not do it in New York. They've had a lot of success at home in this series, but it's a different feeling, I'm sure, going into this game because they know they definitely don't want to go back to New York. And having your most important player not be part of that, I'm sure they're a little nervous right now going into this game. And hopefully, you know, the Rangers just see this as a great opportunity to try to bring it back to New York. I'm sure after that last game at home, they just loved that feeling, winning big games at home after coming off a couple tough ones on the road. So that's big inspiration, I think, for the players to remember to try to make that happen and bring it back for a Game 7.
Now, I think the Ranger fans this year, Henrik, kind of got spoiled by how good Shesterkin was, and they expected him to be like that all the time. Then the triple overtime, he performed so well. And then to see him get pulled mid-game, 2 straight games, and he seemed like he wilted under the pressure in Pittsburgh, a hostile crowd, sing-song chant of his name. How does he overcome that? And were you kind of surprised that he had those 2 rough outings in a row?
You know what? In the playoffs, there's so much back and forth. We've seen this in the series. I don't think he played his best in those couple games, but also the team, it was just too soft in their own end, and they give up a lot of deflections and missed coverage. So the good thing with Igor, he didn't give up a lot of clean shots. So as long as the team cleans up in front of him a little bit, I'm sure he's going to play his best. And also, you know, last game, that third period, I think, was important for the team and for him to be able to shut it down and get away with the win.
Can you shut down the sound? Can you shut down the sound, Henrik? Because he's going to hear it in Pittsburgh tonight.
Well, it helps if you have a good game going. It's right. Always easy to just stay in the right place mentally when things are going well. Then it doesn't matter if the players or the crowd is really trying to get under your skin. But, of course, if pucks are to
10 seconds on the clock, how many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Go in, it's harder to stay in that place. No question about it. So hopefully they can go out tonight and have a good start, because they need to feel good in that building now. There's no turning back now, so they need a good start.
Well, Henrik, how important is that? What does it feel like? Like if you're the Rangers and you're in a situation where you know you're on the road, back against the wall, Penguins win, it's over. What does it feel like? For example, if the Penguins get out there and get a goal early, what does that mentally feel like when you're in goal trying to win a series, knowing now you may have, the building now has been lost, if you will?
Yeah, you know what? Right now, I think it's important for the Rangers to not think about winning the series. Their goal right now is just to bring it back to New York, because then you don't get ahead of yourself. The same thing last game is more about almost saving face a little bit. We need to win at home, and then we'll deal with the rest later. And it's kind of the same mentality going into tonight. Don't think about the entire series. Just think about how wonderful it would be to bring it back for another home game. And you know, of course, it helps if you get the good start. But either way, you need to be so well prepared that whatever happens, you're not going to overreact, good or bad. And that comes down to preparation.
How important, Henrik, has it been? I mean, let's be honest. The kid line has pretty much carried the team. They've played really well. Obviously, now they've played five games in the playoffs. We were worried about lack of playoff experience. Well, they're getting it by the game. So how important and how surprised have you been that those three guys have been so stout in their first playoff series?
Well, it's been very important for this team. What happens a lot of times with the top guys on teams is that they get shut down against their top defense on the other side. So that means, you know, third, fourth line plays an even bigger role in the playoffs sometimes, and they have to step up. And in this case, Laf, Kako, and Hedl really...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Carried it here for a couple games, and they play on their toes. And we talked about this on air. They have always close puck support, and they're just helping each other out with high speed also at the same time. So they've been fun to watch, and they've been pretty effective as well.
Did you take any issue with Trouba's hit on Crosby?
I only saw it a few times. At first, I didn't have an issue with it. I saw some comments that there was an elbow in there. But I didn't see that. So what I saw, I didn't have an issue with it. But, you know, sometimes if you look at it 5 to 8 times, you start seeing things you didn't see the first 2 times. But my first angle, I didn't have an issue with it.
Are you surprised by how well Dominguez played, and do you think that he wilted a little bit between that the end of the second period and the beginning of the third? Was that the beginning of the end maybe for him?
Well, we'll see tonight how he responds. What I've been impressed with is how he came in and under that pressure delivered. But at the same time, there's no pressure in that moment because – nobody really expects him to step up. But now we're coming down to the games where, you know, everything is on the line. So there's a different feeling now for sure for him to step in now, and he has to get it done. So we'll see how he responds. But early on in this series, yes, I was pretty impressed how we handled that, you know, not played a lot of games, and especially coming in double overtime. But I was sweating for him. So, I mean, it was very... unique situation.
Talking to Rangers great Henrik Lundqvist as we get ready for the Rangers and Penguins Game 6, which you can hear right here on our air at 7 p.m. Now, this Rangers team obviously has put themselves in a situation where they're just two games away from moving on. But at the same time, a lot of pressure dealing with the road game. We talked about that earlier. As a goaltender, for Shesterkin or for Domingue, how different is it in the playoffs in terms of the amount of pucks just being put on net at every opportunity? Do you sense that, it feels different stylistically than the regular season?
Yeah, it's funny that sometimes you think that the intensity is higher on the road, maybe just because the atmosphere in the building and you react differently mentally. But at the same time, it's the same game. What happens though sometimes on these different momentum swings, a lot of times the home team just gets so energized that sometimes you can overwhelm the road team. And we've seen this a couple times in this series where Rangers really overwhelmed the Penguins here in New York. And at the same time in Pittsburgh, they did the same thing to the Rangers. So I really believe that the atmosphere in the building, the crowd, can have a factor there, how they affect the players, how they feel about the game, even though it's not a huge difference in the technical play. But that's why you want the crowd on your side early. And we talked about that last game, you know, going into game five. They need to get the Garden going early and get them involved because it definitely helps.
So is it harder dealing with a tough road crowd or when you're at home dealing with a really nervous crowd? Like when the air comes out of the building and you can sense your home fans are nervous. What's harder for you as a player?
Well, I always enjoy playing at home. So I always prefer that. I thought that was the best feeling either way. Obviously, you prefer them being loud and supportive. Sometimes they're just nervous and quiet. It's just part of it. But at the same time, I have to say, thinking back of the games you played on the road, there's no better feeling to shut down the crowd and skate away with a big win on the road. That's
picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You know, the feel of accomplishment is pretty significant. It's pretty big there. So I always prefer to play at home, though, to answer your question.
Okay. You've got to explain something to me, Hank. Okay. Well, what's the deal with you and May 13th? May 13th, 2013, 35 saves, Game 7 win against the Capitals. May 13th, 2014, 35 saves, Game 7 win against the Penguins. May 13, 2015, 35 saves, Game 7 win against the Capitals. Did you know this stat before today that you excel on May 13th?
Well, actually, John told me during last game. He told me about that. I never heard about that. I was kind of laughing about it. So I have no explanation to that more than I woke up smiling this morning for whatever reason. So maybe it is a good day.
And it's Friday the 13th.
Explanation for you.
Yeah, and you, so maybe it'll be lucky for the Rangers. Who knows, right?
Who knows? But luck or not, you know, I think back to one of my first points here. I really believe they have a good opportunity here to shake them a little bit, especially having their top guy out. And you know this, if they manage to win tonight, there's a lot of disbelief in Pittsburgh Penguins room. So let's hope they come out tonight on all cylinders and play a great game.
Are you intense about watching them? Like, do you get nervous during these games, or are you now, you know, you're out of the league, you're a pro, you're a media guy now? How do you feel when you actually take in the game?
Well, I don't really get nervous. No, I just, But I, when I watch it and I see what they go through, you know, it's so fresh to me that I really understand what they're going through mentally and how it feels. So I kind of live that through them, with the pain, but also the, when they have success, you're happy for them and you know exactly how that feels. So it's more that, the feeling of the ups and downs. I live that more, but there's not a ton of nerve though.
All right, final thing. So how different were you in your first playoff appearances and then your final ones? How better were you?
Well, I just remember my first playoff experience here was not what I hoped. I just didn't feel well physically with headaches, and it was just not a good...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, it was just not good timing for me to step in the playoffs there. But right. I felt over time, but also playing a lot of playoffs in Sweden, I kind of knew what to expect. But of course, you learn every year what you need to adjust and the emotions of the game and how you manage your energy. I guess that's the key when you play a lot of games in the playoffs, to manage your energy between games and practice days, just to make sure you're on top of it when the game starts. But it's a great feeling, guys, to be in the playoffs and play. The excitement and everything is on the line. That's, you definitely feel alive. So I miss that. I'm a little jealous that the guys get this opportunity, but I'm going to enjoy watching it and talk about it now instead.
Well, I've been watching you and Steve and John on the pregame show. So pregame coverage starts game 6 at 6:30 tonight on MSG Networks, and the puck drops at 7. So they'll have the pregame as well as the network's expanded one-hour postgame. I got to tell you one final thing, Henrik. They should put you on a different set, because I don't know if you agree with me, Peter. Henrik dresses so well, and he kind of makes Steve and John look like hobos. So you shouldn't be on the same set as them. The contrast is a little jarring.
You know, I think they look good. They told me they stepped up their suit game when they heard
that's
I was joining.
That's
them.
Sad.
I think they look pretty good.
I mean, you're sporting a tie bar. I mean, you're doing it the right way. They just can't keep up.
Well, it's year one. It's year one.
Right, right. In a few years, he'll be wearing a T-shirt.
He's going to wear overalls in a couple of years. All right, Henrik, enjoy the game, man. And thanks for giving us some time before the pregame show.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Henrik.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.